From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. President George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney today decided not to attend this week's Republican National Convention, saying they need to focus on Hurricane Gustav, which is roaring toward the Gulf Coast. We'll have more about that in a moment. But first, New Orleans residents have been ordered to flee from the powerful hurricane. The storm, which already killed more than 80 people in the Caribbean, is poised to get even stronger and could become a Category 4. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow. To get a better idea of the storm's force, NPR science correspondent John Hamilton joined the flight of the Air Force Hurricane Hunter yesterday. Here's some sound of the crew as they flew through the storm, measuring wind speeds.
126 knots. 130.
140.
Making 150.
It's still going.
We're not even in the eye wall yet.
Ball I cover. Know.
John joins us now on the phone from Miami. John, what's happened to Gustav since yesterday?
There's a little bit of good news, and that is that it appears to have lost a little bit of strength in the past day. It's now a Category 3 storm, and that means that the winds are less than about 130 miles an hour. And also the pressure inside the storm, which is an indicator of how strong it could be, is a little bit higher, and that's a good thing. It means it's a little weaker storm than it was yesterday. The storm is still speeding up, though. It's traveling right now, I think, about 16 miles an hour toward Louisiana and Mississippi, and they're still saying landfall for tomorrow.
And what did they learn about the storm by flying through it?
Well, planes get information that the satellites, which look at storms, can't. And they get things like, what is the wind speed at the surface of the ocean or over land? And several people on board this flight, and these people had flown a lot of hurricanes, they had flown through Katrina, and they were sort of comparing the storms. And what they said was interesting. They said, this is clearly a smaller storm than Katrina, at least so far. The eye wall is about 30 miles across. And to them, it looked a little less organized. The eye wall was not as clearly defined. And that's a good thing, because the more organized it is, the more powerful it is. The last thing they said is the storm seemed to be wobbling a little bit, moving a little bit right, a little bit left. It should say, though, that all this was happening as Gustav was passing over western Cuba. You know, and so there's enough land to cause friction to slow the storm down. And, of course, it deprives it of the warm water that is fuel for a hurricane. And now, of course, Gustav is out over the Gulf, and there's nothing in its way.
And briefly, John, can you tell, will the storm hit New Orleans?
It's probably going to come very close. It's a smaller storm, and that means a deviation right or left would help spare the city. And it looks like it could pass just west of New Orleans. Unfortunately, that's a bad thing because the right side of a hurricane moving north is the dangerous side. It's like a spinning lawnmower blade, and that side is spinning faster. And it looks like that's the side of the blade that's most likely to hit New Orleans.
NPR's John Hamilton, thank you.
You're welcome.